Radio Network.
We are live. This is the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com, where you can hear Max Kaiser Saturday mornings with his syndicated radio transmission. And here it is out of Politics Daily. You can't make stuff up like this. When President Obama appointed Utah's popular Republican governor, John Huntsman, to be the ambassador to China in May 2009, it looked like a smart move to show Obama's willingness to reach across party lines and to be more cynical, a way to sideline a possible opponent in 2012. But that second calculation, if it was Obama's mind, may prove wrong. Several news organizations, including Politico and ABC News, are reporting that Huntsman may quit the China job this spring and prepare for a presidential run, that he will make his decision by summer. And I saw another report today where the Chinese said any companies they work with must do joint ventures with other Chinese companies of their choice and build factories and give all their technology to the communist Chinese. And I did see some points actually made by Donald Trump, who I'm not a big fan of usually, about how it's all a one-way street with China, with them keeping their currency low, all of it. But because America doesn't have a government, we're just an open door, like a whorehouse for the foreign banking cartels, we are at a disadvantage, and so we're going to Hades in a handbasket. I want to come back and go to calls, because I know you're holding, but I want everybody to hear your calls. Getting into this situation here, Max Kaiser, it just gets crazier and crazier. As Egypt goes offline, U.S. gets internet kill switch bill ready. They're now pushing authoritarianism as if it's mother's milk. And yes, they're moving towards the metered, tracked, internet ID'd, new internet that's a piece of junk. And they're really trying it because of this perfect storm of old dinosaur media and mainstream media. Max Kaiser, what's your take on this and how do we stop it?
Well, before I leave the China story there, just a quick note. You know, when Hu Jintao was in Washington, interesting alignment of facts. He had, I think it was either Boeing or Lockheed, was given a multi-tens of billions of dollars of business from a China, while simultaneously announcing they were firing 10,000 Americans. So, you know, the karmic poetry of this is beautiful. So you have these businessmen in the U.S. literally kowtowing in front of the Chinese premier, you know, for billions of dollars of the deals, but at the same time, they're firing Americans. So, you know, this is an interesting time in history. And China, of course, is looking to somehow... anyway, let's move on. What was the second question? Okay, the internet kill switch. You know, the internet kill switch... We see it happening in Cairo, right? They flick the switch. They shut down social media. You have this completely obliterates the point of the internet to begin with. You know, the internet is supposed to be point to point, open ended. The point of the internet under the DARPA design was that you couldn't take it down. You couldn't kill it. There's thousands and hundreds of thousands of points.
Instead, under this, you can only visit a handful of sites like Facebook. They admit that's the model.
Right. Well, in the initial thing, the reason why there is a Facebook is because any frickin' 22-year-old Harvard guy could create a domain site and go to the world and get thousands of users and create a company. But that will kill that. That's another reason why Facebook is overvalued at $50 billion is because they're killing the golden goose here. If you strip the entrepreneur out of the internet, if you make it impossible for people to reach the world for free, which was what made the internet this multi-billion, trillion global phenomenon, you're killing it. You're killing the golden goose. So why? Because those people like Comcast and the major media companies, they want to squeeze just yet another few pennies from the consumer, and they don't care if the consumer has to go into debt, and that brings us back to the casino gulag. So the people on these sites like Facebook, not only are they going to spend all their money on virtual currencies, getting avatars and other game pieces to show off to their friends in a meaningless way, but they're going to go into virtual debt. This is a subject that has not been talked about. In other words, the same way people go into debt today with mortgages they can't afford or car payments they can't afford, people online are going to start going into virtual debt And the only way they can pay off their virtual debt is to stay online 24 hours a day, clicking on ads and participating.
All right, stay there.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're back live doing a couple more segments with the one, the only Max Keiser, going directly to your calls. But Max got cut off by the break. We're talking about the Internet morphing away from a free open system that has been the only boon for our economy, really, in the last 15 years, the only real growth sector driving everything. And now the globalists, going back over a decade, have openly said they're going to phase it into this Internet, too, where you've only got a few thousand choices. All of those are globalist subsidiaries. If you have a domain, it will be a subdomain of a Facebook or a CNN or a New York Times or a government site or a university. And now, what Keiser talked about 3 years ago on this show, Goldman Sachs, Facebook, where you, quote, make money clicking on ads all day, but it's not enough money to live. And meanwhile, they know where you're at. They're tracking you. They know your every move. They know what you're doing. They want to keep you on their Internet platforms where you waive your rights when you're on Google or Facebook, and now they can surveil you. And they train people how cool it is to give all their private data up to these systems. It's incredible. Is that what you're getting at, Max Keiser?
That's one half of the story, which is the gulag story, and the other half is the casino story. So in order to keep people hooked, of course, they use all the tricks and the techniques of the casino so that people are they win a little bit here and there to keep them hooked, and all the behavioral economics and all the ways that they now knew through neuroeconomics to keep people hooked into this gulag casino. So at the end of the day, you're there gambling your entire life away to make enough money to get a cup of coffee. And just like that couple in Korea, South Korea, I don't know if you saw this story. It was a few months ago. They got so involved in raising their virtual avatar baby online as part of a game that they neglected their real baby, who starved to death.
Yes, I did see that. Let's put the cherry on top on this and then go to calls. People are being sucked into the internet. It is becoming the literal matrix. It's a fantasy world, and people will go out and mug folks to have money to go into Second Life and all these other virtual systems to then have status in the false reality. And then as we neglect the real reality, it allows the tyranny to come creeping in. And just like Orwell talked about how Big Brother would use lotteries, and the proletariat would have energy and intellect to have fake systems to win the lottery, but couldn't wake up to government corruption. This is the system of enslavement, is this forced gambling society.
Right. Just like, for example, a Wall Street bank, like J.P. Morgan, is the number one dealer in derivative products that end up in foreclosures and devastation in America. Guess who is also the number one dealer in food stamps in America?
They control the system. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan.
They make you homeless. They put you on the food line, and then they also make a business in the food stamps. That's what J.P. Morgan does. Now Goldman Sachs has a play in Facebook because it's a new virtual gulag casino to allow people having their prices of food so high they can't afford to eat. They'll be online all day long trying to make enough virtual currency to convert it into dollars through their swipe card that'll be provided by them. You can already go to 7-Eleven right now. They have a deal with Farmville, which is part of Facebook. You can get actual food in exchange.
And you predicted all of this 3 years ago on this show, Kaiser. Incredible. Here's some breaking news. Florida judge rules health care law unconstitutional. A federal judge, as a second federal judge, has ruled that health care reform bill signed into law last year by Barry Sotaro, known as Barack Obama, in March, was unconstitutional. Today's decision is the second ruling by a federal judge against the constitutionality of the health care legislation. Two other federal courts have upheld the constitutionality of the law, including its requirement that most Americans buy health insurance or pay a penalty. But then, meanwhile, if you get an imperial chit from Obama, like McDonald's or others, you don't have to get the health care, but your competition does, giving you an unfair trade advantage. Talk about a stilted, jilted table. Talk about the casino gulag where the house always wins, but you, the suckers, don't. And bringing up J.P. Morgan involved controlling the food stamps and having foreign operators in India answering the phones for the unemployment systems. It reminds me of congressional studies that came out where big mega banks laundering hundreds of billions of dollars of drug money a year, this is admitted, also own the private prisons where they put you when you use the narcotics they ship in. I mean, they've got this whole thing actuaried out. They've got this thing figured out, Max Kaiser.
Well, that's the casino industry. It's extremely, you know, calibrated and calculated to bring people in. They use those frequent player cards in the casinos. They know your emotional psychographic. They steer you in ways that you have fallibilities in your psyche, so that you give up most of your money. Two of the biggest things, fallacies I hear from the, let's call it the liberal press, are two things. Number one, that Barack Obama created some kind of new health care that's beneficial for people. That's false. Plus, the banks are paying back the money they were given by the government. That is also false. When I tune into people like, for example, Bill Maher, he has a show on HBO called Real Time. Every week, he says, well, Obama's health care and or the bank bailouts, we're getting our money back. Both of those things are patently false, and which is frustrating because there's nobody in mainstream media or even, let's say, CNBC's Rachel Maddow, who's a kind of a more on that left space,
Mr. Maddow,
who was willing to admit that health care was a big, huge, wet kiss to the insurance and pharmaceutical companies.
Well, they publicly wrote it, and I would tell moron liberals that they're not even liberals. They're just tuning into a fake corporate transmission of who they are and then defending this false reality.
30 million people are going to have to go into debt on behalf of the pharmaceutical and insurance companies. That's what that bill
is. And it allows them to take over and cut doctors out of the equation of deciding what health care you get. And that's what the liberals want. That's their eugenics.
Refuse to just look at the plain facts on these cases. The bank bailouts, for example, you hear all the time. We're getting paid back for the bailout money, which is, again, is completely false. All you have to do is look at that debt ceiling number. If, in fact, there was anyone getting paid back for anything, would they be raising the debt ceiling again by another $1 trillion? And that's going to end up being raised several times over the next year. And it's absolutely ludicrous to think that any money is being paid back to anybody for these bailouts. In fact, they're just siphoning up more cash on a daily basis and just making.
So where does it end? Because I got to go to phone calls. People are holding patiently. I'm going to skip this break. You know, we're going to take these calls. But where does it end? I mean, do people wake up out of the Matrix trance while they're playing, games like Angry Birds all day? Do people stop it? Or is it just over for us and the globalists figured out mind control? They figured out, you know, a beautiful kaleidoscope to suck us into this, and that's it. Humanity's over.
We're seeing it over in other countries. They are reacting to this issue, and it's just the U.S. is going to be one of the last countries to react because of that dollar reserve status and the fact that even now the relative cost of food and energy for most Americans is dirt cheap relative to the rest of the world. And that's why America is going to act last.
And that's why the system is gearing up all this paramilitary force to suppress us, because they can't believe what they've already gotten away with. And so they're getting the cops ready, the machine guns, the weapons, the camps, because they know that if the U.S. ever gets taken back by the American people, their party is over. Let's talk to Tony in Seattle. Thanks for holding. You're on the air with Max Kaiser.
Yes, Max, good to hear from you. Thank you, Mr. Jones, again. We've been having some basic, let's say, informative meetings on my side. And the question that keeps coming up consistently as we're trying to inform those are the secret meetings of the federal people, Bohemian Grove meetings, bank fraud people taking copious, spiffs.
Yeah.
While they're ruining us, okay, this is what the people are trying to ask me. How do we prosecute? How do we hold them accountable? Why aren't they? Is this an AG scenario, a judge issue? Is this a class act lawsuit scenario? How do we finally hold these people accountable?
Lawsuits are exposing the fraud of them foreclosing on houses that are paid for, or houses they don't have paperwork on, or houses they don't really own. I think running for office, suing, boycotting globalist companies, supporting local economies. Max Kaiser, what are a gamut of solutions?
As the caller points out, and as we've been talking about, when they get caught, they simply change the law. You remember part of the foreclosure crisis, I think it was Goldman or Bank of America, was caught violating interstate notary law, and they simply passed the new law to change the law. So my solution gets back to the fact that the banks are holding hundreds of billions of our money that they refuse to act in a responsible way. The only way to get our money back, and we've talked about on your show before, is that buy silver campaign, which you buy an ounce of silver in physical, you destroy 100 ounces of paper on the balance sheet of these banks, in particular J.P. Morgan. So in other words, it's a global movement to take physical off the market and to just put these banks out of business, because there's no law that will be passed to address the problem. There's no government official who's not in the pocket of the banks. The only thing that can be worked is if we rebalance the market itself. And the only way we can do that with the resources we have is by each of us putting up a few bucks. Take a physical ounce off the market. It's less than $30 billion. The entire global silver market is less than $30 billion.
Yeah, Max, we got to move on. But if you look at the silver and gold graph the last 10 years, it's going straight up. They can always manipulate it down for a season, but then it bounds up even more after that. And we see that rebound already happening again. And they've reported in the last 2 months since we launched this operation here with Max's spurring, that it's record physical purchases going on, and that separation between paper and reality is becoming more and more clear.
It's happening in the energy market too, Alex. You know that the paper price for oil is $10 cheaper than the physical price?
Yes.
So, and this is happening in these markets all over the world, and they're becoming completely detached from reality, which is leading to incredible instability, which means that there's an incredible bank crash coming. And this is what they'll say. They'll come to us and they'll say, because the banks have crashed really this time, what happened in 2008 was nothing. They really are crashing. We need to roll up all these currencies into a $100 trillion new lending facility in a global bank, and they'll threaten to destroy everyone's lives unless we agree to that. And my point is, we got to get the jump.
Yeah, at that point, we educate everybody and we call for their arrest for the financial terrorism and say, that's enough, scammers. It's over. Then we go with the Ron Paul model. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Illinois. I got to move through these calls. Mike, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. Good evening, Mr. Kaiser. I'd like to paint the Egyptian issue in a totally different light. If the United States has been deindustrialized and it's been handed over to China, China truly benefits from control of things like the Suez Canal and the Panama Canal. If the United States is going into decline and we're going to have to pull out of that region, that power void will be filled, at least in this projection, by a Chinese presence. Now, they benefit the most from all of this. They have access to European markets.
And they have incredible interest inside our government. Our government doesn't exist anymore. As I said, it's a whorehouse where you put coins in and get enslaved Americans back. So I agree that there may be some Chinese interest in here. That's an interesting point. Go ahead.
Have at it, Max.
Kaiser.
I agree. I mean, the Chinese have incredible influence there. They've got the cash, and they'll be very active, and they've got the cash to do it. The U.S., as you point out, deindustrialized, big banking problems, the popularity of America in Egypt is less than 17%. It's one of the least popular countries in the world in Egypt.
And again, that's unpopularity with the ruling regime and the political whore class. Just like Congress has a 9-11% here, that doesn't mean America hates America. These people aren't America. These are hijacking Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay types. Arrest them. Get them out of here. End it now. Death to the New World Order. Give me my republic. Anything else, Mike?
Yeah. If you were actually going to perform a Machiavellian exchange of leadership and take the United States out of a top dog position, you would really be seeing what's going on in the world right now. I think in the future you're going to see nationalization of production, and they'll just tell the American companies, too bad. They've already got the production facilities. We already set them up with the equipment. We gave them the designs. I mean, they splayed us out in front of the Chinese and are asking them to just crush us. So as we move forward and we see all these new things develop throughout the world, you can't apply the old models. Egypt has been an ally. They've provided us unfettered access to the Persian Gulf for decades to perform military operations. I mean, as all of these things happen, you have to look at
No,
it.
No. I agree with you, but I wouldn't say China. That's what I've been saying the last 2-3 days on this. It's globalist. If we think about it as terms of America, China, we get it wrong. China is the new darling apprentice of the New World Order because it sterilizes people and force aborts and the globalists. That's a sacrament to them. And they would do select business deals where only certain globalists could gain access. Then they could leverage out their competition worldwide. But I agree, this is a globalist move to undercut Egypt, to create global crisis, which will empower the globalist interest, not America. And it is done as an entree towards the new baby Satan, China. Max Kaiser.
Well, a couple of points. Number one, this events of the past 2 to 3 weeks are making Al Jazeera an incredibly important global network. It's been shut out of America since it launched 10 years ago. And I think that as a result, and many people are demanding Al Jazeera English in America, and it's a fantastic network. I've made many films for them. Number two, you know, during this whole uprising,
Tarpley says they're British intelligence run.
Well, give people a choice between CNN, NBC, CNBC, Al Jazeera English. Check it out. You know, view it. See what you think about it. You know, don't condemn it before you investigate it. The second thing is we've been talking about Egypt, Egypt, Egypt. You never hear the word Muslim or Islam, because This is a movement of the people.
Not Muslims in, you know, that are revolting in Ireland or in Greece either.
But it caught everybody off guard, you know, because the narrative in all these countries, the way the U.S. keeps their thumb on a country like Egypt, of course, is to talk about them in terms of them being Islam. And, of course, in America, Islam equals terrorist fanatic. And you don't hear that because this is not what's going on here.
We're actually seeing Middle Easterners or North Africans that aren't being called Beelzebub. Thank you, Mike.
Which is a huge change in the war, the information war, because the folks that want to control things like to position Islam in very negative terms. But this is not the case here. You never hear negative terms.
Let's jam in a few final calls, people. Max. We got to get to these. Daniel in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Alex? This is Dan. I came across some key info. I got an application video for the New World Order job. When you get on YouTube, look up Illuminati video announced 2011. It just came out.
Well, there's also lots of hoax videos where people act like they're really the Illuminati, but we'll look it up right now. Thank you, Daniel. Let's talk to Brian in Connecticut. Brian, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, Max, this is Brian. I'm driving, so I'll try and keep this brief.
Sure.
First of all, I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you, Alex, for years. I was a Money Bomb supporter, and I just want to send you guys a lot of love and appreciation for helping to share a real, a real open-hearted American perspective on life and common sense. It's so refreshing. You know, I grew up in Connecticut here, and you're just kind of indoctrinated with the standard vaccine-based information system, you know, and it's so refreshing. I just really wanted to thank you guys.
Well, let me say you, all the love from here. We couldn't do it without you, the listeners who spread the word and support us, so I want to thank you. We're almost out of time. Do you have any questions or comments for Max Kaiser?
Yes, sir. I'll keep this super brief then. I just wanted to hear you guys' perspective on something. I thought of just a very, very simple, common sense thing that people can do to help kind of like restore some sense of common sense and integrity in people's own minds. And I think that will have a,
what's the idea?
A positive effect. Yeah. Basically, if an average healthy person gets what people call the flu, I think that people should be thankful for that, because if you use some common sense, according to some doctors like Russell Blaylock and folks like that I've been listening to, they're kind of advocating that, you know, when you get a fever and you get these aches and chills, it's basically your body just kind of, you know, like purging some stuff that it needs to let go of. And the aches and the bones and the joints are also like the bones and the joints kind of purging some things.
Yeah, so, they don't want you to learn, your body to learn how to protect itself. I guess that's the question for Max Kaiser. I appreciate that call. This whole casino gulag economy, it's the same thing with Big Pharma, Max, and people are waking up to that.
Yeah, it's not the flu, it's the plague. You know, we got the plague here. We got the financial plague. We've got the banker plague, and it's decimating entire populations. And the U.S., which is the media capital of the world in many respects, is going to hit there last. So that's the really irony of all this whole thing. And so what makes it so hard to get the message through to Americans is because they're going to be the last on the list because they've got that cushion of a reserve currency. But the people in Egypt and around the world don't have that cushion. They're feeling the effects of all that money printing right now, and they're now facing starvation, and they're revolting, and they're trying to do it peacefully, despite the provocateurs, despite the machinations of the U.S. government. All they want is a fair deal. All they want to do is compete fairly.
Max, we're almost out of time. In closing, you premiered that video here, and we're appreciative of that, of Naomi Prinz, the former managing director at Goldman Sachs, coming out against Goldman Sachs and basically saying insider trading. Why is she now getting so hardcore and speaking out?
I think that she is somebody, and you find this in the finance business a lot. People, they come into finance, and I am the same. with a real healthy respect for this idea of free market capitalism. And when you see it being abused, as you do, like Goldman Sachs and other banks, you become outraged, and you have to get that message out there. She's one of us, Alex. She's a good one.
All right, Max, let me say bye to you during this break. Retransmission coming up here in just a moment. Infowars.com is our website. Max's is MaxKaiser.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm going to talk to Max during the break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Devastating globalist lies, exposing the mainstream media's propaganda machine, tirelessly waging war on corruption, from deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6 in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We see the earth from here. The private banking cartel playing nations, races, religions off against each other. They then pose as the arbiter or the referee and the financiers to fix the crises that they create or that they energize. And so by Saturday and then by Sunday, it began to become completely, absolutely clear that the establishment knew that Egypt was on the edge of revolt, because the IMF and World Bank in the last year had ordered them to institute austerity measures right at half their population making under $2 a day, many of their people starving or malnourished. The UN coming in saying they'd give them more money if they engaged in sterilization and abortion. That's been a big fight. And Hosni Mubarak could not, even though he's a dictator, he could not force that on the Egyptians. So the globalists have blocked Egypt from industrializing, which would have caused them to stop having as many children that the globalists think is so dangerous. And so while blocking their development, which then triggers larger populations in every case, then they come in and demand that the abortion and the other eugenics operations be carried out. And that's clearly one of the main reasons the UN has been critical of the regime in their 20 years of demands that they get busy killing their people like China has done. So extremely serious situation there. And so they know that the people who are about to rebel and take their nation back, that's seen as radical, can't actually have a Middle Eastern country run by the people. And so in comes this Mohammed El-Baradei, top globalist, top UN minion, top eugenicist to carry out that operation. But then the U.S. has to tacitly approve of Hosni Mubarak so the population doesn't wake up to what's happening and actually give Mubarak support once they realize that that's the dictator now out of favor with the New World Order. And undoubtedly what they're about to get is going to be a lot worse. So the globalists put gas on the fire, fuel on the fire, accelerant on the blaze, by making them cut the food allowances that, again, right at half the population is surviving on. And so you see millions of very lean people on the verge of starvation, malnutrition epidemic, hitting the streets for food. And don't worry, the man on the white horse arrives. Mohammed El-Baradei, he will save you. And the Muslim Brotherhood that I hear neocons talking about being radical Muslims that want to get us, admittedly run by British, Israeli, and U.S. intelligence, trying now to overthrow Saudi Arabia. Openly, the head of the Muslim Brotherhood saying they're going to overthrow Jordan, the big ally, because they don't want Jordan with factories and hotels and fighter jets and friendly royalty and an elite wearing Armani suits and, you know, women sipping Coca-Cola on the street corners at the cafes. They want them like Iraq, truck bombings, guys running around with, you know, hoods on their heads, screaming Allah Akbar, blowing up Shiites and Sunnis, killing each other. The grand chessboard, destruction. You cannot serve the New World Order. You cannot lick their boots and have them leave you alone. Anyone who can stand, anyone who can tie their shoelaces is an enemy of the New World Order, including America. We're taught to have this lustful hate of the Muslims while Western governments bring them in as fast as they can. While the tax-free foundations, Carnegie, Rockefeller, and other endowments, Ford, fund the radical Muslims, fund the liberation theology, fund the jihad, fund the takeover in the prisons, which are giant education centers for the Muslims to take over. They are creating that foreign enemy and then offering their solution, just as they fund the Hispanic liberation, the black liberation, just as the FBI has been caught and the Southern Poverty Law Center and others running and infiltrating and controlling the white supremacist. And that's why the white supremacist, whether they know it or not, some are useful idiots at the bottom, hate this show so much, because I call them out when it constantly gets revealed in lawsuits and court hearings that in every case, the commanders, the leaders of the Aryan nations, the commanders, the leaders of the white supremacists, of the Klan, of the Elohim City, of these marches through minority areas of cities, they're not infiltrated by feds. They are run by feds to make us fight with each other. Mecha, La Raza, Ku Klux Klan, Aryan Nations, Hal Turner, all of it to get us at each other's throats while the New World Order brings in its tyranny. It's called Balkanization, divide and conquer. Now, I listened to local radio this morning, local AM, Then I listen to local FM. Then I listen to national AM. Then I check the news listings for about 3 hours, scanning back and forth. And I heard this big demonization of Hosni Mubarak because he did an internet kill switch and shut the web off. And certainly, I mean, what do you think a dictator now in his Hitlerian bunker, as Der Spiegel points out, surrounded on all sides, what do you think he's going to do? But none of them want to talk about the internet kill switch our government has already constructed and has already built. As Egypt goes offline, U.S. gets internet kill switch, bill ready. The Age, Sydney Morning Herald, for some reason the Australians are big on this, PC World, they're all reporting on it. Oh, but I don't hear those talk show hosts crying out against that. In fact, a lot of conservatives agree we need this because of Al-Qaeda, yes. And then they launch an attack on the web, say Al-Qaeda did it, shut the web down for a time, and when they roll out the new web, it's got all the controls in place that are already there. A nice false flag on our liberty, and they'll have the average liberal and conservative on talk radio, on TV, cheering, we're not going to let Al-Qaeda win, we've got a new unfree internet, that'll keep us safe, we've got to have this internet for commerce. As Egypt's government attempts to crack down on street protests by shutting down internet and mobile phone services, the U.S. is preparing to reintroduce a bill that could be used to shut down the internet. Yeah, I've got Lieberman, Jay Rockefeller, Obama all saying, while China's got it, we need to be able to shut the web off to protect it during a Chinese attack or an Al-Qaeda attack. Oh, yes. Then they lie and say, oh, they can shut off red lights, oh, they can shut off respirators. None of that by law can be hooked into the internet. Oh, you can go up to a terminal on the side of the road and reprogram a sign if you've got the skills. One sign. You cannot, it's on its own network. It was initially introduced last year but expired with a new Congress. Yeah, they say the terrorists are going to make the nuclear reactors go off. Really, when the U.S. and Israel made the Stuxnet 3 months ago, a spy had to put it in with a thumb drive into the computer and into every piece of equipment that was separated. Globalist spies had to load it directly in because it wasn't hooked to the internet even in Iran. Oh, but then our media said, oh, we've got to give up our internet freedom and have the kill switch because of Stuxnet. That happened right as they were lobbying to pass it. And then they later admit our own government with Israel launches the Stuxnet that bounces back on our countries in the West. And then they have no shame. They say, we've got to take over the internet to stop Stuxnet. We've got to take your liberty because of Stuxnet that the terrorists launched. And they go, by the way, we launched it. As if common sense doesn't exist with a childlike, servile public. And I'm talking about that group in the public that is servile and crouches down to lick the tyrannical hand of the New World Order, that loves it, that lives to grovel, lives to sound like second-grade children gibbering on talk radio, filled with ignorance, repeating the false paradigm information they've downloaded. It was initially introduced last year but expired with the new Congress. Senator Susan Collins, a co-sponsor of the bill, said that unlike Egypt, where the government was using its powers to quell dissent by shutting down the internet, it would not. Really, the administration admits they want to use it for that, and the White House science czar and the regulation czar and others have called for restricting people that disagree with the globalist. So has the FCC commissioner. So has other members of the FCC board. I mean, you haven't heard the countless members of Congress calling for total censorship of free speech in America? What rock are you hiding under, Collins? Oh, let us turn the web off and have the power. But I promise, we're the government. We don't lie. My legislation will provide a mechanism for the government to work with private sector. That means take it over. You ought to read the Cybersecurity Act. In the event of a true cyber emergency. Yeah. Collins said, in an emailed statement to Wired, it would give our nation the best tools available to swiftly respond to a significant threat. Exactly. The banks only got unlimited trillions with the banker bailout to save us from the bad financial decisions that weren't bad for them that they put in place with Glass-Steagall being removed. They create the crisis, think we have no memory, and offer the solution. Here's Wired. Communicate if your government shuts off your internet. And what else did Egypt do? And then I'm going to your calls. They arrested people en masse. Opposition across the board and members of Al Jazeera saying that they're British intelligence. Of course, Mubarak always knew that because, you know, he works partially for British intelligence. It's kind of the trifecta, the U.S., Israel, and England, all like triple Siamese triplets. And that's what they're doing. And, of course, they arrested Al Jazeera. I mean, it's come out that MSNBC, CNN, all of them are completely government-funded. Your tax money goes through the subsidiaries to them. We have state-run media, but they always thought they could ignore shows like mine and the alternative media. But now that we're rivaling them, they're openly licking their lips saying they want to start shutting us down. And you notice Mubarak arrested the media, the foreign media. Mubarak has arrested all the opposition groups. Leadership. They sent army trucks around to everybody's house to arrest tens of thousands of people. What do you think they're training the army to do here? I've been to the drills to drive around, including picking up city council members, preachers, even people that have served them. Even people that have served them. They've done psychological assessments on them, or maybe the local government operative doesn't like you, so they put you on the list. So you go to a FEMA dungeon. And, of course, you've got to be inoculated for your own safety. They train for that. You show up, you're at a facility, and if you yell and scream and get angry, oh, I'm sorry, you're disruptive, you're going to the Brig facility. And waiting there are the compartmentalized contractors, and they strap you down to that gurney, and they start taking a ball peen hammer and just smashing your fingers off. Oh, and they've been trained by the thousands. Maybe they take your kids in and start raping them in front of you. Then they take acid and pour it all over your children. Ha, 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 ha. That's your loving USA, USA. That's who runs our country, the same ones that funded Mubarak to do all of that. General Tagumbo's army report, U.S. contractors and U.S. forces raping children with battery acid. Go read it. Army report on torture. Type that in. Of course, General Tagumbo got in little trouble after he released that, U.S. general. Oh, but we had to do it to fight the terrorists. They might get us if we don't. No, they were forging an army of hell. They were forging an army of satanic dungeon keepers to be released on us and to trade larger cadres. Look, I'm not trying to scare you. This is the evil that we have created. Zbigniew Brzezinski, who I played earlier, bragged in two books that he wrote that he funded Pol Pot. And Pol Pot killed 30 million people, and he's proud of that. To the globalist, you are honored when you kill. You are honored with the more skulls you have hanging around, you know, the chains that bind their wicked souls. They love it. They live for it. They like it. It's like notches in their gun belt. You understand that? Okay. I got a bunch of other news. I said I'd go to your phone calls. We're going to go to calls till 8 after, then Tarpley's joining us. Right now, let's go to Greg in California. Greg, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? I just wanted to bring up a couple of little points that I thought Clinton and Obama, right when everything got really excited, it seemed that they had very well thought out, calculated words that, you know.
They're funding the revolution, but in case it doesn't work, they say, oh, well, we want him to stand down while their armies that are taking over.
Right, we could put Jimmy Carter in there. It wouldn't make a difference. And then I just thought it was interesting also that the TSA had the big announcements the day before, and, you know, all the attention got off of that instantly.
That's right. They said, listen, we don't care if the law says you can have private screeners here. We're not going to allow that now. We run things. We're seizing our infrastructure.
It's all beta testing for what we're in store for. It's planting the seed so we can expect to have our internet shut down. And, you know, just on top of everything, I just want to comment, you know, I'm from Berkeley, Oakland, San Francisco. It's really diverse here. I have never met a rude Middle Eastern person in my life. You know, with all this money that we're, you know, putting towards this, it's just ridiculous.
No, they're trying to radicalize the Muslim world. This is where so many sciences, the alphabet, astronomy were developed, chemistry, and they're very intelligent people. And they wanted to have liberty and freedom, and our criminal government, run by the banks, is on record putting radical Muslims in everywhere and then taking our liberties in the name of fighting the radical Muslims.
Right. They're very gracious people, you know. And it's, you know, everything, no crisis goes to waste. It's what we can expect from our government.
Absolutely. We're in a lot of trouble, Greg. Let's go to Jay in Michigan. Jay, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
I got
2 points I want to try to make and cook down in the soup of chaos here. First, to the corporatists, you know, I've been in business for a number of years up here in Michigan in the automotive industry, and I can tell you there's a trend, a little thing that happens where a lot of tier two vendors that we work with will get bought up by big corporations, and then
Stay there. That is the infrastructure, the mid-level infrastructure is being vertically integrated and consolidated, so the web is in the hands of just five or six big mega corporations, and under cybersecurity, it forces the little bitty teeny ISP to put physical Homeland Security snooping.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913.
Make his great-grandchildren believe you could live up to 103.
Globalist puppet Mohammed el-Baradei is demanding, of course, that Hosni Mubarak, the old worn-out globalist vampire, step down so that he can begin supping with pleasure at the throat of the Egyptian people. And like a swarm of carrion crows, of course, the bankers are expanding their forced collapse of this country. But before they can do that, they've got to have all the telescreens up telling you to watch your neighbors. They've got to have the police trained at the internal checkpoints, which they're now expanding. They've got to have their internet kill switch in place. They'll probably partially shut the web down during a fake cyber attack, then turn it right back on to say, see, we're doing this to protect you, just to set that precedent. Google announced, obviously, a week ago that they are going to start filtering out alternative media and blocking it. It's all happening right on time for the dollar devaluation and the confiscation of the pension funds. And when you rebel, don't worry, they'll have a new solution for you, even more tyranny. Only being aware of the complexities of this do we have any chance of stopping them. But going back to, I guess it was Jay in Michigan, who was bringing up IT situations. Go ahead.
All right. So to the point that I was making, and then I've got a quick question for you, which actually wasn't an IT situation. I'm in the medical manufacturing business, formerly owned an automotive manufacturing business in Michigan. And one of the things that we're seeing happening right now that ties into the whole globalization and corporatization of the world is in automotive, all these small shops that were very productive, had an owner-employee relationships, treated their employees well, they would get bought up by these big corporate holding companies. Now I'm beginning to see the same thing happen in the medical sector, too.
Well, that's what I was saying dealing with. That's what I was saying dealing with IT, because these big mega holding companies have unlimited fiat banker bailout money, paid for by our tax dollars. It's not free market. It's basically like playing Monopoly against the bank. You can't win.
Well, absolutely. And what happens? I mean, this is happening across industries worldwide. But what the killer is that it's part of the tactic of destroying the middle class. I mean, I got so worked up about this a few years ago. I actually took a run for state rep here in Michigan as an independent libertarian. And, you know, we're trying to find ways to deal with this. And I'm feeling like it's snowballing faster than can be handled through the conventional channels of government, like running for office, getting in position, and making changes. I just feel like the whole thing's running away. You know, we're still trying to do it, and I've been doing a lot of homework trying to study, you know, you always, when you talk about globalists, you talk about population growth. You know, how is population growth affecting the snowball of this globalist attitude and trying to bring whole populaces under control, you know, near militant control, and trying to come up with a timeline, you know, on how to react to this.
Well, let's be clear, and I appreciate your call, but they're not trying to bring things under control. They're trying to wipe out any country or organization or group of people that are self-sufficient. They don't want things to be nice. They don't want it under control. They want things in a disheveled, collapsing situation so that they can expand their overall police state in the name of cleaning up the crisis, but then they never even fix the crisis because they go into the next phase of an even bigger crisis and then even more control to supposedly fix it, and then another even bigger crisis and more control. That's the method to their madness. It's order out of chaos. We'll be back with more phone calls in 70 seconds in the second hour. Then Webster Tarpley joining us and Max Keiser.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.